5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Hello, everybody. Will Johnson. Thank you for joining us. And also my producer, Shannon Johnson, is riding with me. And of course, Annie Cyrus is on the other end. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this wonderful Wednesday, which is actually December 23rd, 2020. The year's almost over with, Shannon.
Yes, and I want to be the first one to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you.
And so, remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Absolutely. So before we get started, what is the phone number if someone wants to call in and have a chit-chat with us? And on top of that, if you pick up your mobile device, please send me a text. Type in WILL at the number of 88202. So get your mobile device and type in 88202 and send a text typing WILL, WILL. And what's that phone number if someone wants to call in and talk with us?
Yeah, if you want to call in and talk to Will, I might chime in a little bit too. That number is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the show with us. Once again, 516-595-8069. So, Will, what is the first thing you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about our great president, Donald J. Trump, and this whole stimulus thing. It's a thing, okay? It's not just a bill. It's a thing that you're trying to they're trying to throw onto the American people. And I think this is like the last tyrannical thing that Congress, and this, it's not just Democrats doing this to the American people at this point. It is Congress, all of Congress, the House representatives and the Senate, all doing this thing to the American people. And to me, it just blew me away when I first saw it. I'm like, there's no way the Senate Republicans went along with this trash.
Yeah, and you know, they've been arguing over what the next stimulus bill was going to be for months. I mean, it's been months, right? I think since September they've been talking about this bill. And you know what really irritated me is they went ahead and they passed it. But some of the Republicans came out and they had the audacity to say, well, this bill has 5,500 pages and we didn't have time to read it all. So you're trusting that your colleagues across the aisle are not putting anything fishy that 500 pages worth of stimulus bill.
5,000 pages.
5,500 pages.
5,000 plus pages. Yeah. So I saw one report that says 6,000.
Well, I mean, they're rounding up. I mean, I get what they're saying. I mean, it might be 500. I don't care how much it is. I don't care.
It should have been one page.
Before you pass anything, you better know what you're passing.
It should have been one page. One page. Hey, American people, we're going to give you X amount because of this whole pandemic, and this is what you're getting. And that's it. All the other stuff that they're throwing in there for other countries, seriously?
Yeah.
Millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries.
We're talking about billions of dollars. So Asia is getting $1.4 billion. Egypt is getting $1.3 billion. Sudan is getting $700,000. Ukraine is getting $453,000. Do I need to keep going on? Oh, yeah, because it keeps going on. Israel, $500 million. Burma, $135 million. Nepal, $130 million. Cambodia, $85 million. Pakistan, really? Pakistan? $25 million. This is ridiculous.
And you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, Pakistan is the one for the gentrification.
Yeah, they want to use the money for. I mean, come on, people. You know what?
I'm like, this is not real, right? Not. It's not real. It can't possibly be real. And on top of that, I have a clip I'm going to play a little bit later, where President Trump was talking about something else in the bill that a lot of people weren't talking about, is that the American people get $600, and then families to illegals with illegals here in the country, they get $1,800. So there it is again. The Democrats are putting illegals before the American people.
I mean, they're putting everybody before the American people. If this is supposed to be a stimulus packet for the United States of America and the American people, then why are they giving trillions of dollars to other countries that really have nothing to do with stimulating our country, in all honesty? So some right of these now, things have nothing to do with stimulating our right, economy.
Right. So right now, the country's in such a bad situation. They're shutting everything down. They're wanting to shut everything down. And now they're getting ready to take the tax dollars that would benefit the American people and ship it overseas?
Yeah.
What sense does that make?
It doesn't make any sense at all. And, you know, they sit there and they say, oh, well, President Trump is not doing this for the American people. He has not been the Republicans are not passing this bill for the American people. Well, guess what, Democrats? You put very little in this package for the American people. Very little.
They probably didn't Shame put anything in there for the American people. If the $600 that is in there, it probably came from the Republicans. But still.
Yeah, it's Trump change.
It still doesn't matter. It still doesn't matter. Both of them went along with this trash.
You know what irritates me too? Is Trump came out, and you're going to play his video from yesterday, about 4 minutes.
The audio clip, uh-huh. Right?
So Nancy Pelosi and Schumer came out, and they're saying, well, we've been asking the Republicans for months how much they want to give the American people. And I'm sitting here thinking, why are you waiting on the Republicans to say how much you want to give the American people? Are you serious? So you had no plans on how much you wanted to give the American people? So you think the $600 is what you wanted to give to the American people? They're basically admitting, we wanted to do this package. We were just going to throw something in for the American people. And we were asking what they wanted, but they wouldn't tell us. So we just came up with $600. You know what I'm saying? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what it is? Democrats want to keep people under their boot. And this is just another mechanism to control the masses in the United States of America. On top of that, another way to tear down America so that way in the future they can build back better. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Build back better. You have to tear everything down and then you can build it back better. But it's not going to be better. Communism, socialism is not better. We truly have Marxists in Congress today that's willing to destroy this country because they believe that capitalism has had its run. Capitalism is done. Capitalism needs to go away, according to these Marxists.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Marxist
ideology.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. That's our ideology. They believe that capitalism hits a certain point.
Yep.
And then it's no longer vital
yep,
in the country.
That's when you need to implement communism, and yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And you know what, people? This is not something that's coming in the future. This is not something that we're possibly talking about. This is something that they're implementing right now. Mm-hmm. This is something that they're doing to all of us right now. And all of you that voted for Kamala Harris Biden, shame on you. Shame on you for participating in the takedown of this nation.
Yes, and
shame
on
you.
Call your representatives. Give me a break, people. Why did they pass this bill? I want to know. Why didn't you read the $5,500 page bill? Why did you allow the Senate? Who knows what else is in here?
Oh, my goodness.
Who knows?
They even said the Insurrection Act to prevent President Trump from calling it out is in there.
Yeah.
They even said that. I haven't seen it personally, right, but I've seen multiple people saying it, even valid sources saying it. But as of right now, it's just, you know, we're all hearing hearsay about it. But who would be surprised by that? No one would be surprised if it's in there. Not a single person would be surprised. The left would be encouraging it for it to be in there. They would welcome it to be in there. And Republicans that didn't even read the daggum bill passed the bill. And you know what's really miraculous about all of this? Even AOC was complaining about the daggum bill
before
she voted for the bill. So this is exactly, the Republicans are no different than AOC right now.
Well, because there's other things in the bill that she was
probably has stuff to do with the Green New Deal in there. Probably, I mean, seriously.
Well, it's definitely about the global system. Honestly, if we're giving all this money to all these countries around the world, it's not about America first, people. I can 100% tell you that. And you know what? People need to get angry. They need to get upset. I'm angry. I'm upset. It's our money. And these Democrats they feel like they're in so much power that they're sitting here saying, well, we're going to give your money to someone else instead of back to you, the American people who need it, deserve it. Businesses are failing across our country. Education is a total mess right now because of the CCP virus. Kids are failing. I mean, this is ridiculous. People are having a hard time surviving in their homes. What do they think $600 is going to buy? Let me tell you what, it's going to buy groceries for 2 weeks and that's about it. And we've been suffering for almost a year.
Yeah, especially if you have a household of four or more. Think about a household of four or more and people aren't working and you have mortgage, you have car notes, you have insurance, you have light bill, because the electrical company, they're not going to go, oh, I see what's happening because of the pandemic. We're going to show some leniency. No, they want their money. They don't care.
Absolutely. I mean, even mortgage companies want their money eventually. You know what I mean? I mean, I know some people are putting payments off right now, but eventually everybody's going to have to pay it back. And are we going to have jobs to go back to?
No.
No. It's crazy.
They, you know what? Under Obama, they shipped off so many jobs to other countries throughout the world. And you know what? This is the way I see it. The Democrats and even some of these Republicans are saying, oh, you know what? We're so sorry for what happened under President Trump. So here's some payment to you to say that we're sorry to all of these countries that didn't put a dime into America, that didn't put anything into America. But yet, you know what? Here you go. We're just going to give this to you because we're sorry that we had a president that put the American people first, that put this nation first. We're sorry about that. That's exactly what they're saying.
Yeah. Once again, if you guys want to call and talk to us, give us a call at 516-595-8069. And remember to hit one to come on live with us.
Yes, hit one. Hit one. We're going to say the number again so you can write it down. But, you know, let me get to some of this clip with President Trump, this audio clip. And I thought it was absolutely awesome. President Trump, he is the president that this country needs. And they're trying to remove him out the way because, like I said just a second ago, he's putting this country first. He's putting the American people first. And to the establishment, to the left, to the globalists, that is a major problem. Just think about that. You have a president that's saying, America, you're first. He is a president that is a nationalist. And that is exactly what we need. Someone who's going to put this country first. Now, we are a giving country. We don't mind helping out other countries, and because that's what we do. But right now, we need to help ourselves or we won't be able to help any other country. And we are literally being destroyed from within.
Yeah, and you know what? Who's the biggest party that keeps saying the American people are hurting?
The Democrats keep saying they're the ones that keep causing problems.
They have given very little to the American people. I don't get it, people. These people, the Democrats lie to people and people, oh, sure, it sounds good. The American people are hurting. Of course, even Trump has said it. But then when they come up with this bill that does very little for America and more for the rest of the world, it should tell you who they are and what they're about.
Yeah. And mind you, Congress, they got their paychecks for 2020. They didn't get any cuts for 2020. And a lot of people don't know that. They still have their jobs for 2020. Every last one of them, they have their jobs. Their jobs didn't shut down.
Oh, and some of
their jobs are not being boarded up.
And some of their families have benefited from these packages that have been put out there. What was it? Ilhan Omar, her husband's business benefited by, what was it? It was millions.
Yes. Her husband benefited from it.
They made sure that Trump's family didn't benefit, but some of these people in Congress, their families did benefit, namely Democrat families benefited from it. And the American people, let me tell you what, I know many, many people that own small businesses that got rejected and are now shutting down their businesses. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
these people are not for the American people.
You know what? Let's get on with this clip, but okay. I just want to say this real quick. The backbone of America is the small business. The small business creates the middle class. And the Democrats, they are saying we have to go full on right now and remove the middle class. You're either rich or you're poor. No in between. That's their motto. Tear it all down and then build back better. But let's get to this clip with our great president, Donald J. Trump.
Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda and influence the election. Then, a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment, $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan, $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business, $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open.
I mean, why are they giving more money to the Kennedy Museum? I mean, give me a break. They've already given millions of dollars. What's going on at that Kennedy Center? That's what I want to know.
You know, and the Kennedy Center is not even open.
Yeah, it's not even open.
It's not even open.
So what is going on? Something's going on there.
I'm telling you, to me, it's the Democrats using this to funnel money into sinister programs that they have going on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
$7 million for reef fish management, $25 million to combat Asian carp, $2.5 million to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico.
It has nothing to do with the United States of America, and these idiots on the Hill pass this trash.
Let me ask you, Democrats, honestly, are you really okay with your Democrat representative with coming up with millions of dollars for fish? I mean, seriously. I mean, really, what about the American people? I mean, they're even putting, I don't get it.
The American people don't count. You know what? There is a movement right now to depopulate the earth of people. And if people don't have any way
of... Oh, we're trying to grow the population of fish? Carp?
Yeah. Get rid of people and bring the carp.
A provision to promote the breeding of fish in federal hatcheries. $3 million in poultry production technology. $2 million to research the impact of downed trees. $566 million for construction projects at the FBI. The bill also allows stimulus checks for the family members of illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800
each. $1,800
each.
So, $1,800 for families of illegals.
Right. So, once again, people, Democrats, let me tell you, your representatives are putting illegals and the rest of the world before Americans.
Yes, and before you. And you, for some reason, for some stupid unknown reason, people still support these tyrants.
This is disgusting.
It is 100% disgusting.
This is far more than the Americans are given. Despite all of this wasteful spending and much more, the $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously. They were only given a deduction for others to use in business their restaurant for 2 years. This two-year period must be withdrawn, which will allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date, but 2 years is not acceptable. It's not enough. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault.
It's not only China's fault. Let me tell you what's happening in California. Newsom and some of these Democrat governors, they're shutting down their states. They're hurting the American people as well. But you know who's making plenty of money? Jeff Bezos is making plenty of money. In fact, he made an extra $70 billion because of the pandemic lockdowns.
An extra $70
billion. Yeah.
Extra $70 billion on top of what he normally makes, but an extra $78
billion. Right.
With some of these countries not even getting that much. I mean, so he's thriving, and there's no issues there, but all these smaller businesses, the backbone of America, is being crushed by the politicians on the Hill.
Right, and this stimulus bill clearly tells you how the Democrats feel about the American people. Very, very little.
Asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done. Thank you very much.
This is unbelievable, everybody, that this is happening in our lifetime. This is happening right now. And some people look at it like it's so elaborate that this really can't possibly be happening. That's how people are perceiving it right now. That is so elaborate, like, no, the corruption and the politicians doing all of this, it's too elaborate for it to be taking place. It's not really happening. People can't grasp through in their minds that this is actually happening, because stuff like this only happens on the big screen or in a novel. It doesn't happen in the real world, but yet we're seeing it now in the real world, and people can't make the connection because people have been desensitized. They don't understand the difference.
Now, let me ask you something, Will. So President Trump clearly laid out some of his objections to the bill, right?
Mm.
Including Americans only getting $600, right? So he's pushing for $2,000, if not $4,000 for couples. Pelosi and Schumer came out and talk about their support to give more money, which we talked about already. But let me ask you this. So they're calling for a special session on New Year's Eve to try to get this passed. Do you really think that I think the only thing that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are going to give him is the $2,000 for the American people. He asked for them to get rid of some of this fluff. I don't think they're going to get rid of any of the fluff. Do you?
No, they're probably going to add more in there, or they'll reword the fluff to make it fluffy.
Yeah.
That's it. They're probably going to change it up to reword it and then just try to shove it back through again.
Yeah. Will, we have a caller. Denise is on the line. Denise, what you got for Will?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I don't know if I'm kind of off subject or not, but I just wanted to say. So my plan is that right after Christmas, I'm going to go into my small community, which has suddenly became blue, but we're pretty much red. And I am going to go to the churches, and I am going to put an ad in the paper with my own money, which I've done before, and I am going to ask people to come into town to do, like, the tea parties and to do big, you know, just to show up. Show up. My plan is to get everybody in all the small towns in my county and have demonstrations. Happy demonstrations, not American demonstrations, American patriot demonstrations, saying we aren't going to take it anymore, Norma Jean style.
Mm-hmm. So, and, Denise, what state are you in?
Unfortunately, I absolutely love what state I'm in, but it's Washington State.
Okay. So let me.
I love.
Mm-hmm. Let me. We've done many rallies and stuff like that. The only thing I would add to what you're saying, of course, show up, right? But give people avenues. Tell them how they can make a difference. Give them numbers of who to call. Tell them what to do, what to say. Put pressure on our representatives to support Trump, to really put pressure on our GOP to represent the people and what we want. That's what we need. We need some serious pressure on our representatives, because guess what? They're the ones that have the power right now. Us standing in the streets is not going to do very much. It does show that there's a visible support for Trump and what he's doing, but we do need action. What do you think, Will?
Okay. So you're absolutely right, and I've been lacking in that. I wrote to Mick Morris. I've also posted on the website of, taking Washington State back. I can't remember what the exact name is, but, Kathy McMorris has already congratulated Biden.
Yeah.
And I've written to the editor. I've gotten really a couple of responses from that about the voting fraud. Because I was an observer, and I was told to stand behind the wall, back on the other side, mm-hmm. behind the glass, to look at the envelopes, because we're all envelopes. We're all Washington State is all mail in.
Right.
So in my small county, 22.
I'm sorry. So let me ask you this: You were told to stand behind the glass and observe. How do you know who voted for who, and how far away were you from them when they were observing the actual ballots?
Okay. So the actual ballot, we were behind the glass and behind the glass wall, and the table was vertical from us. So when they opened the ballot, we could not see one dot. Not one dot. You just looked at someone opening a ballot sideways, so you can see a dot. If they were worried about COVID, they could have put that table right in front of us and had those two people opening the ballots right in front of us. So we could have, their back would have been behind us, and we could have saw what they saw. We saw none of that.
Wow.
So I only observed in August. I was set up to observe on the 6th, on the Friday after the voting. And when I went in at 8 o'clock in the morning, I was told that, hey, they're not going to show up until 10. Well, I had already seen what happened in August where you couldn't see one dot. Mm-hmm. And so I said, no problem. I want to look at this lady, because I could see a lady 25 feet away. And she was looking at the envelope, and she had the computer on, so she was doing the signature thing. I said, no, I want to stand 6 feet behind her. And she said, no, you can't. I said, Rudy Judy Giuliani said that I am allowed to stand behind that lady.
And so they prevented you from doing what you were there to do, which is against the Constitution.
Exactly. And I was signed up by the Republican Party for that slot. That was my slot. That's the morning. And I thought that all the votes would be counted by, by that Friday. But I was told that no. They'll still be counting. And not only that, is I am a realtor. And I never thought about this until after I wrote the editor and everybody. But I thought about this. It's like, okay, I am a realtor. And it's a small county of, well, we had 22,000 registered voters in August, and we had 24,000+ in November. So we had like a 10% increase in voters in our area in, 3 months or whatever it is. So I'm a realtor. So if I was able to stand behind that lady 6 feet and look at those, I could have said, hey, The Wargos have already moved. I sold their house. Mary lives in Arizona. The Wargos live in Tri-City. This person, Anna, sold that. So I could have actually been a very good observer for the ballot signature.
Let me ask you this. You said they put the Republicans behind the glass. Were there any Democrats behind the glass with you?
Okay. The morning that I went, it was just me. I just showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:15.
Okay. At any point, were there any Democrats behind the glass with you?
No. But in our Gazette, in our little newspaper, prior to me writing to the newspaper, there was an article, and there was the Democrats and the Republicans both complained about not being able to view. So they showed up before me. So I was only able, you have to be signed up. So I was signed up on like the Monday before the vote, saying, Denise, this is your slot. It's Friday. I'm like, well, shit, we don't have that many left to count. So should I show up? I mean, come on. We should be all done by then. Well, we went from like 1,500 left to count on that Monday. And by the end of the whole thing, we ended up with, or on the Tuesday, they said we had 3,000 or 1,500 to count. We ended up with 7,000 more. 7,000. So 7,000 more.
So this is crazy. So when do you plan on, I'm sorry to cut you off because we're running out of time here. So when do you plan on running the article again? You said after Christmas, right?
No. I already wrote the article into the newspaper. No, what I'm planning on doing is trying to figure out to put an ad in the newspaper, in the little Gazette, asking everybody to show up in their town.
So let me throw this in there. Okay, that's I like the idea, and it's like what Shannon said, that you need to have information on what people need to do, who they need to call in your district, in your county, in your state, what representatives they need to call. And I've been telling people the very same thing, and on top of that, people need to gather on January 6th, because that is the day. President Trump has sounded the trumpet. And it's January 6th. So January 6th, if you can't make it to D.C., go to your capitals everywhere.
Well, okay, so I live 6 hours from my capital. No. So I was thinking January 2nd that we would all show up. But January 6th would be a good day, too.
January 6th is the day that President Trump is sounding the trumpet. So that is the day. So, Denise.
So if I have people.
Yeah, ask people to January 6th. Because this is it. That's the day. Trumpet is sound of trumpet.
Well, my plan is to get the flyers out, get everybody showing up in our town, and we'll video it and send it saying, hey, we're supporting you. But, you know, we can't be there. But in my town, we're supporting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our town. All
right. Well, hey, Denise, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. You know,
you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Take care. A lot of people need to act. And I did a video last night, a brief video, and I was telling people, I said, we need to step out on faith because this is the last opportunity that we can fight as a civilization to keep our freedoms in this country.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people have been saying that, you know, they've been trying to call, and of course, voicemails of these representatives are full. They've been trying to email them. But you know what? Also, these representatives have offices in their local areas. Get a couple people together and go to their office,
I would even take it a little step further than that. Okay. The Democrats don't only... Antifa, BLM, the Socialist Communist Democrats, they only do not visit their office, place of business.
They go to their homes.
They go to their homes. These people need to be, I'm telling you, I'm serious. And I'm not saying that we're not going to do like them and go and be destructive and try to burn anything down, but they need to feel the presence. They need to see the presence of people irritated, frustrated for what they have done to this country and them not standing up. And Republicans especially, don't do it to Democrats, because all Democrats would do is say, oh my goodness, we're being harassed. We're being harassed. Look at this. These Trump supporters are just harassing us. So don't even, because Democrats, you're not going to change your minds.
Well, I agree with you. You know, normally in situations, I would say don't go to anybody's homes. But you know what?
No.
I'm getting desperate here.
People are losing their homes. Like, these politicians, people are losing their homes, but these politicians are not.
No,
they're still
not
sitting fat and happy in their homes. They need to feel the pressure. I mean, I hate for it to come to that, but they need to feel the pressure. If they're not going to answer the phone calls, if they're not going to be at their office because they know people are there protesting against them, find them in home. Do like Maxine Waters said. Find them in the restaurant. Find them in the gas station. And when you do, call people out on them, because they are not standing. If as long as they're not standing up to these tyrants on the left, then they need to be heard from by the American people.
Yeah. I mean, their constituents need to let them know that we don't agree. I don't agree with Mitch McConnell. We're about to talk. Are we going to talk about the defense bill next, Will?
Sure. Let's get into it.
Okay.
And then I have another audio clip that I want to play with President Trump where he's talking about this whole election finagle, the fraud. We're going to play that clip.
Well, why don't you play that one now then before we get into the defense bill?
Okay. Yeah. This is President Trump where he's talking about what took place and what he's going to do. Okay. Here it is.
My fellow Americans, today I want to explain to you why I am so determined to pursue every legal and constitutional option available to stop the theft of the presidential election. As president, one of my most solemn duties is to protect the integrity of your sacred right to vote. This year, using the virus as a pretext, Democrat officials in the key swing states illegally violated their own state laws in order to enable, encourage, and facilitate fraud on a scale never before seen in the history of our country. The truth is, we won the election by a landslide. We won it big. Today, I'm going to give you the facts that every American needs to know. Let's go back to the night of the election. By midnight, we had a commanding lead in the swing states. We won Florida by a record number of votes. We won Ohio by a record number of votes. And likewise, we won Iowa by 8.2%, far different than the false narrative portrayed in the media. We were up by 293,000 votes in Michigan, 112,000 votes in Wisconsin, 356,000 votes in Georgia, and nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania, all swing states. These numbers were absolutely impossible for Joe Biden to overcome, and the Democrats knew it, and everybody forecasting knew it and understood it well. Our nation's greatest political professionals were calling to congratulate me on our victory. Then suddenly everything started to disappear. Everything started to change. The vote counting abruptly stopped in multiple states. In the middle of the night, a series of massive and statistically inconceivable vote dumps overturned the results in state after state.
It's the same thing that happened in Venezuela overnight. It was going for one person, and then overnight, automatically, miraculously, all of these other votes came in, and then bam, Venezuela became communism overnight and never changed since. And look how bad Venezuela is now. And anyone that's voted for, supported Kamala Biden, shame on you for participating in the takedown of America.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really frustrated. Today they had another hearing in Atlanta about the election fraud, right? This time they had Brad Raffensperger. He's Georgia's Republican Secretary of State. They called him to testify. And you know, he had the audacity. This is what I don't like. It's so frustrating. These are his words. He said, "This is the most secure election in Georgia history."
The most secure. When they have video of them pulling these ballots from up under the table after they sent everyone home because of a urinal leak.
Ooh, I just want to.
But it's the most secure, right?
I want to go. Where have you been? Like, have you not paid attention to any of the?
No, I think it's, I think you said the key word pay. I think someone's been paid off.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, because when is this blatant in your face and then you come out and blatantly lie and people go, oh, yeah, there's nothing here, nothing here. I don't care what that video shows. I don't care all about all the affidavits. I can care about all the testimony. I don't care. I don't care. There's nothing wrong here. Nothing to see here. Move along because we got what we want. That's exactly what the left is saying.
Yeah, and this guy, during his testimony, he pretty much just kind of tried to go around the questions of the voter integrity. He just kind of referred to the lawyers. He said, I know everybody wants to know what we're doing different going forward. I'm like, no, I don't want to know what you're doing different going forward. I want to know what you're going to do about what just happened in the election in November. Where's your forensic investigation, right? They've talked about it, but no GOP, no legislator has initiated the investigation. I'm so frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, and you said it before, Will. You said that they're going to put this off. Actually, I think you were repeating something you heard Trump say. They're going to put this off until after January 6th. They're going to try to put all these little fires aside.
Exactly. You know? Anything that's going to show the actual election that took place, they're prolonging it. They're pushing it back. And they don't want it to come to light, especially before January 6th, because they do not want senators and the American people to know the truth. People are stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. People are absolutely stupid to believe that this is a valid election, that this election was fair and open. People are literally stupid. And I'm not saying this to just down on people, but my goodness, come on. When the crime has been committed, you have to address the crime. And if we don't address it now, there won't be a future for America to address anything later on. Yeah. You've got to fix this now. Fix it now, and then we can move on. But if you don't fix it, you won't ever be able to fix it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand your frustration. I mean, there's millions of us sitting here going, this needs to be fixed now, right?
Yes. But
the more time passes us by people, the more we're missing the opportunity. It's so vital that we put pressure on our representatives. I'm telling you, we need to put pressure on them. We aren't the future of our country is in their hands, basically. I mean, yes. I'm trying to come up with these words, right?
The future for our grandchildren, our children's children, the next generation, generations to come. The future, it depends on what we do now as a nation.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen several people come to us from Venezuela, India, and they're saying, if we don't take hold of this right now, we will lose the country to the left.
Forever.
Forever.
And liberalism,
it will take us down a dark path and ruin our country. They're warning us. They're saying, listen, people, what's happening in your country has already happened. Pay attention to the history. Pay attention to what happened in other countries. We're telling you, this is what's happening in your country right now. You need to fight for it or you're going to lose it.
Yeah. I can tell you how many people I talked from Vietnam and they were like, we've already lost our country before. Vietnamese. They were like, we lost our country once before. We love this country. This is our country now. We don't want to lose another one. And that's exactly what is trying to take place here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's other countries that are having rallies in support of President Trump because they see what's happening.
Yes.
From the outside, people, it's very obvious even what is happening to America. How are people sitting inside this country right now, closing their eyes, shutting their ears, not listening or hearing what is truthfully happening in America? When you have all these little fires everywhere, there's something to it, right? I mean, that's not just nothing.
Right.
Right? You need to go over there and figure out what it is. Just like you said, Will, if one person broke the law, you don't just ignore that. Right?
You have to investigate it. But that's what the left is saying. Oh, because it happened over there, 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 and it didn't happen over here. we can't say that it's widespread.
Right. And we don't have we don't have just a few affidavits.
No.
There's thousands.
Yeah, there's over 1,000 affidavits right now.
Of things happening.
Over 1,000 affidavits where people can perjure themselves, can go to jail. And the left, the big tech companies, all of them are ignoring it. And the audio clip we just played with President Trump talking about the events that took place that night of the election, you have the left, even especially on Twitter, all saying it has been disputed, meaning that everything that President Trump is saying is not true.
It hasn't been disputed.
We can see the video.
It hasn't been disputed. The only thing that happened is you have these talk shows. They're not even news stations. Talk shows by these people that call themselves news people, but these talk show hosts on CNN and such that sit there and say, well, it's not true. Okay, they have nothing to back up what they're saying.
Nothing.
Nothing to back up what they're saying. Nothing. We have something to back up what we're saying.
Yes.
Right?
Well, they say everything that they're saying is based on their feelings because they don't feel anything was wrong. And you notice they don't even say that
Russia, Russia, Russia
had anything to do with this. You don't hear nothing about Russia. Mm. And now they all seem to have grown amnesia. Like, oh, they forgot that they all lied about Russia. They forgot about they all lied about the fake dossier. But now all of a sudden, they expect all of us to believe this new lie.
Yeah.
This new lie.
Yeah, well, you know, let's just talk about one last thing. We have less than 15 minutes here today, people. If anybody wants to call in, if you're out there, I know it's Christmas, but we still want to hear from you. We have about 15 minutes. The number is 516-595-8069. Dial 1 to come on the show with Will Johnson. But, Will, let's talk about this $732 billion defense bill that that Trump has he's named it a gift to China and Russia. It's pretty funny. He said he's going to veto this defense bill. He said it fails to make changes. One of his big things in
the Section 230.
Yep.
Section 230,
which
is allowing the big tech companies to censor people and the American people from having freedom of speech. The whole purpose of the Section 230 was these platforms would have these tech companies would have these platforms for the American people to go in there and voice their views, their opinions, regardless if they're factual or not.
Right.
That was the whole point. People can say whatever it is that they want to say, and it's entirely up to anybody else if they want to believe it or not. Well, these companies have abused it. Now they have these leftist, tyrannical fact checkers that are 100% biased against the American people, and everything that they say is factual is factual. They've gone as far as even saying that there's more than two genders, when that is a total lie. There's only two, but because they have this mindset in their minds that they have they're trying to convince everybody that it's 78 different genders, and if you say that there's only two, then guess what? You're going to be hit with the community standard guidelines for going against them.
Yeah. President Trump said that the bill contradicts efforts by his administration to put America first in our national security and foreign policy actions. I mean, you know what? Honestly, the Section 230 that you're talking about, it's communism, basically. They're allowing Facebook and these other tech companies to control the message. That's what communism does, people. It's happening even right now in Hong Kong. Those people are fighting for their life over there to have freedom of speech. People are getting arrested. They're missing. They're putting in these little camp things. I mean, I saw a video today on Epic Times. You know, it's an Asian news source that does a lot of over there about what's happening in these countries. And it's disgusting. And I'm sitting here going, how different is it, America, from them right now? If we don't stop the way we're headed, this is crazy. And you know what pisses me off even more?
Tell me.
Is that McConnell says that if Trump vetoes this, that the Senate is ready to step up and override Trump's veto. What? What? Are you kidding me? I'm pissed. I mean.
You know, everybody should be pissed, Shannon. Everybody should be pissed.
I mean, when we're telling people stop being quiet, when we tell people you need to step up, I know not everybody can go to Washington, D.C. I understand. But we need to put pressure on these representatives. Look up who your local representative is and yell at them. I don't care if they're even voting right now how you want them to. Put pressure on them to put pressure on the people following what the desires are of the American people.
But even if the ones that are voting like they're supposed to, how come we don't hear them? They have access to the mainstream media that where we don't.
Do they? I mean, honestly, I don't think CNN wants to hear from these people. Well, I mean, seriously,
you know what? I'm willing to bet if Matt Gaetz called CNN, that CNN would talk to him.
They would not.
I'm telling you, they would because they would try to make Matt Gaetz look like he's in a bad position. And you know what? They're already, there's an article on our website where they're trying to get Matt Gaetz disbarred because he is very vocal. We need more Republicans like him and Marjorie Greene to be vocal against what these tyrants are doing.
Now, Marjorie Greene, I agree with.
Matt Gaetz is being vocal too.
Yeah, but who wants to? What happened to Marjorie Greene when she tries to speak up? They don't want her either.
Yeah, they try to shut them. That's shut everybody
part
down.
Of controlling the message. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, these people don't want to give these people a voice. But let me tell you what. I don't even care about them going on CNN and such. That really is meaningless to me. Well, like what about I said, Fox it's a
News? Can't
even
go on Fox News any longer because Fox News flipped the script too.
I mean, that's true too. We just need to make sure that we're putting pressure on them to when they go to work for us, they're truly voting on our behalf and they're not being paid off and they're not voting. I mean, I'm so irritated. I still can't what get it over. Is? I cannot imagine voting on a bill with 5,500 pages, and I'm going, oh, I just voted on it. I didn't have time to read it. Well, make time, people, or don't vote on it.
Yeah, or either don't vote on it. And you know what? These people forget who they work for.
Or just say no.
Listen, these politicians, they forget who they work for.
Mm-hmm.
They work for us. And I'm still waiting for someone in the mainstream media somewhere at some point to remind these politicians that they are not kings and queens. You answer to us, we the people. See, these kings, these supposedly fake kings and queens that are politicians, because they have all the security detail, they get all the benefits that we all should be getting, they have elevated themselves to believe that they are above us and we're just nothing but pawns. And all we can do is just say whatever we want to say and it doesn't mean nothing. It falls on deaf ears.
Isn't that crazy? And then we have President Trump who literally is doing these videos and these speeches coming out and appealing to the American people. I mean, when I listen to him, I hear him desperate. He's trying to reach us. He's trying to reach out to the American people and say, listen, this is what they're doing. Don't allow them to do this. Trump can only do so much. I mean, we have people reach out all the time to Will. And this one person was saying, well, I'm getting upset because Trump's not getting anything done. And I'm sitting here going, well, he's getting blocked on every turn. What are you doing to help Trump?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's a very good point. President Trump has done everything he could for the American people for the past 4 years. It is time for us to do our part. It is time for the American people to get off the couch, to get from behind the keyboard and start doing your part. It is time. There's not going to be a 2024, people. And who's ever still saying that, oh, we just need to look to 2024. I'm here to tell you, you're naive. There's not going to be a 2024. What they did this time, they're going to continue this until the end of time. If it's not fixed now, it'll never, ever be fixed. Mark my words.
Right. I mean, let's say you like Biden. I don't know why. I mean, whatever. But let's say you like Biden, right? But you see that something happened or could have happened that possibly allowed him to get in there maybe, maybe not. Let's say then Biden gets in there and you just are totally disappointed. You're like, man.
Well, BLM is already disappointed with him.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, say they're disappointed.
Go along with what you're saying. BLM is already disappointed in him because BLM can't even get a seat at the table because Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats told BLM what they always tell black people every 2 to 4 years. Hey, we're done with you. Give us your votes. Now shut up and wait until we come back and talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, so let's say you don't like it. Next election, you want to make a change. You're going to say, you know what? Now, Democrats, I don't want to support you. It's too late. It's going to be too late. You should fight to make sure that every vote really does count. You should make sure that America is being put first now. You need to put all these little slogans that people have pounded into your head saying, oh, we're here for the people. You need to pay attention to what's really happening and just maybe even just questioning it. It's not going to hurt you. In fact, it's to your benefit to question the people that are in power. What are their true intentions? If they're taking anybody's right away, even somebody you don't disagree with, you need to know your next.
You need to know your next. You need to know your next. It's like, what do you say?
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I've noticed is that you get a lot of people that get bits and pieces of what's actually happening. And a lot of people still are unable to put two and two together. And some people think that, oh, everything is going to go back to normal. And you have people that are just looking the other way, not even paying attention, looking at their entertainment, whatever that may be, thinking that I don't want to get involved in politics. And at this day and age, at this time, when what's happening in politics right now is going to determine the future of this country, the future of your children, our livelihoods, everything. It's gone to the point to where even Justice Roberts saying that he don't even want to hear some of the cases, primarily like the one came from Texas, because he's afraid of the rioting. He's afraid that the left will go out and riot. People don't really understand how deep the deep state really goes.
I mean, that's crazy, though. You're making for a Supreme Court to be influenced by protests.
Oh my goodness. They're being influenced by the mob.
Right.
Is what it is.
It means that you're not really making a clear,
sound decisions.
Right. Based on the law. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You're supposed to look at the case, regardless of the outcome, regardless of
how people are going to act. You're supposed to rule based on the law, on the facts.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have an outside influence. Regardless
on emotional feelings.
Right. But this is exactly why I say, when people say, oh, I'm apolitical, I'm not really involved, I say everybody's a liar when they say that. You can't be in this climate today and not have some kind of opinion, idea, thought. And if you are in that situation, well, then you're also part of the problem, right? But it's affecting everybody's lives, their personal lives, you know? I mean, this is crazy. It's just crazy.
It is. It's affecting everyone's livelihood. It's affecting everything.
Personal relationships. It's more than livelihoods. Personal relationships. Everything. It's retirements. It's what you know, young people in college, are they going to graduate? When are they going to graduate? People, you know, high schoolers, are they going to graduate? How are they going to pass their classes? I've seen
stories where people were crying because they couldn't have a normal graduation. Seriously, males and females crying because they can't have a normal graduation from high school. A lot of these college students want to be going to the careers. They can't do that because a lot of the stuff been shut down. They're literally destroying America and are using communism to do that very thing. So, hey, everybody, I want to thank you for joining us this wonderful Wednesday. We normally go on Thursdays, but this Thursday is the day before Christmas, which is Christmas Eve. Going to spend time with the family and probably just try to stay away from the news as much as possible, but it probably won't happen, but we'll try. I want to thank everyone for going to picking up your mobile device and typing and texting 88202 and type in WILL. That again, pick up your mobile device, send a text to 88202 and type in my name, WILL. Thank you so much, everybody. Hey, be safe out there. Have a wonderful Christmas. And remember, God wins in the end, so we don't have to fret. Take care, everybody.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
God bless. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.